This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, a lot of legal activity in the news. We try to talk about what's happening in federal court and state court. Give you an update. Bill Crosby, that sexual assault retrial has begun and an operation. I've followed it to some degree, and I hear they're having a hard time picking a jury. I don't know where it stands here right now. But Brian Wagner's joining us right now. He's a criminal defense attorney that lives up in New York. Was a former senior prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Brooklyn, New York. Wanted to get his perspective on it today. Hey, Brian, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hey, Jim, thanks very much for having me.
Brian, what's happening with the Crosby trial now? Has the jury been picked? I haven't seen anything in the last couple of days with it, but give us an update, if you will, what's happening with the Crosby trial.
So my understanding is that they have picked a jury. The jury composition are there are 10 white and 7 of which are men, and so the other remaining ones are minorities and women. And there was an issue of a Batson challenge. I believe it was the defense that had raised the Batson challenge. Essentially, you're not allowed to preclude and stop jurors from getting on the jury based on any protected classes, race, gender, sexuality, and other things of that sort.
How does that work, Brian? If you're picking a jury and the prosecutor goes in and says, I don't want that jury, you get so many what is called peremptory challenges, if I remember correctly. And so the person is removed, say, in their opinion, they don't want them. Do you have to justify that you're taking that juror off is not because they happen to be of one race or another, depending on who the defendant is? Or do you have to do that, or how do you challenge something like that?
When you make a Batson challenge, and it can be made by the prosecution, it can also be made by the defense. Typically, it's made by the defense. And so what the defense would have to show is that there's a prima facie, meaning on its face, it looks like there's some sort of discrimination going on here. And the way they typically do that is say, you know, there's been 10 African-American female jurors potential that could have been sat, and of those 10, the prosecution has preempted, and exactly correct, like you said, you don't need a reason, and they've preempted 8 of those 10. Therefore, Judge, I think on its face, it looks like there's some sort of discriminatory reason for this. Then that
so there's
the second.
Yeah, so the judge has discretion as to agree or not agree, and of course that's subject to appeal. So, well, now in the Crosby case, if you were representing Bill Crosby and there were 10 white jurors and you saw that makeup, would you be concerned about it or not?
You know, to me this is not a race case, so that's not my concern. Although the reason why that has come up is in a couple months ago in some radio interviews, Mr. Cosby had alleged that he was being profiled because of his race. Now, if I'm the judge, I'm limiting any sort of testimony about that or cross-examination because it really has nothing to do with the case here. Here, the case is about whether or not he drugged women to force himself upon them. And there's no allegation that the police were profiling him. They had victims that came forward and said, this is what Mr. Cosby did. So, to me, race is not going to play a factor. Gender, however, very well might. So, if they're discriminating against gender, that's definitely something that you would want to be honing in on as the defense attorney.
Would you be concerned in this day and age as a defense attorney, where with all of the Me Too movement, all the women coming forward about being harassed and all the stuff going on right now, Crosby's trial right now probably is not in the best atmosphere throughout the country, would you think? I mean, because of all the focus on women who have been abused and reports have been coming out so in so many great numbers in recent weeks and months.
Yeah, But that's always the case in terms of when you're trying a case, whether you're on the prosecution or the defense, you're always cognizant of what's going on in the general society and media. And so you're absolutely correct, Jim, that one of the, one of the unknowns is how the current climate of Me Too is going to affect it. But I think any good trial attorney will bring the jurors back to what matters are these facts in this case, not the outside world.
I see. So now, if I remember correctly, the last cases with Crosby went on for a month or so. So do you anticipate this case going along for a long period of time?
I anticipate this case being longer. And the reason is, in the last case, the prosecution was only able to call one witness that established a similar behavior previously that was an uncharged crime. The judge has now ruled back in May, I believe, that five of those potential 13 women can actually come and testify about prior bad acts that are uncharged. And so what the people are trying to establish, the prosecution, is that there can be no mistake here. This is Mr. Cosby's modus operandi, his M.O., and this is how he forces himself upon women. And that's really going to be the argument for the people.
Mm. So we need to sit back and get ready to watch a long, long trial take place. In a little time we have left, Brian, let me jump on to you about Tiger Woods. I know there's some big dispute going on in terms of legal battle of non-disclosure agreements. We've seen that with President Trump. We've seen it with Steve Wynn, I think, out the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. Tell our listeners, I would think that if in business, I'm a lawyer, and when I used to practice, I prepared non-disclosure agreements so that things were kept confidential and business understandings. What's the focus on breaking a non-disclosure agreement, particularly when there's been payment made for it, as in the case of Stormy Daniels with the president and Tiger Woods and his ex-girlfriend? How do you break a non-disclosure agreement?
So if you go to court and you want to break a non-disclosure agreement, you really have to show that, one, the non-disclosure agreement is violating public policy for some reason. That's usually a pretty hard thing to prove. Maybe in the president's case you could argue that. The next is that it was so ambiguous, meaning unclear, that the parties really can't be held to it because no one has any idea what they're actually being held to. And that's also the case when you say it's overly broad. Now, the problem is that in this case, the ex-girlfriend has received payment, and they've acted as if there was a valid contract. So without knowing what the contract actually says, my guess is they're going to have a hard time breaking it. But as you know, there's nothing nefarious. There's nothing bad about having a non-disclosure agreement. At their base, all it is saying that, hey, you have this secret. I don't really want it to get out for any good reason, and for your troubles to not hear that, I'm willing to pay you. The last way you could break a non-disclosure is if the information that's confidential has already been made public, then essentially the non-disclosure has been waived, and now the participants can speak about it.
I see. You're right. Well, I know there was so much focus in terms of the president and of all the things around the president right now, this whole non-disclosure issue keeps some embarrassing things about him continuing the news. And this Daniels gal, who happens to be from my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is where Stormy Daniels is from. She sure is a tenacious lady. She's sure keeping up the pressure, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Whether for good or for bad, we can leave that up to everyone else to decide. But she's keeping the pressure up. And again, there's nothing wrong with a non-disclosure agreement. It's whether or not it violates public policy, and that you need to decide on a case-by-case basis.
I got you. Brian, thanks for being with us. For our listeners out there, Brian Wagner's website is WagnerLawAssociates.com, and I'll put that on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. Brian, thanks for being with us. Have a great day. Hopefully we can have you back again in the future.
Thank you very much for having me. Be well.
Okay. Interesting. Always to talk about the legal segment of it all. Jim Brand here on the Common Sense Show. Going to take a break for the top of the news, and then come on back. You got a lively second hour, so stay with us. RadioCommonSense.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight?
Tired of cooking the same old meals?
Can I offer a suggestion?
What about Cajun?
That's right, Cajun.
But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients.
Well, I got some good news for you.
Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, remember? remember, our website is radiocommonsense.com. You can kind of get caught up on who our guests are on the show. Have some fun. Wrote a column this week about my lack of liking college basketball anymore. I just, instead of March Madness, it was March Sadness. You can find it up on the website, again, at radiocommonsense.com. A little offbeat news I want to talk to you about. Some concerning. I always talk about something funny, but also some concerning things. A woman is accused of faking pregnancy to hitch an ambulance ride home up in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. She faked a pregnancy, called the police, and so, I need emergency services. I'm going to have a baby. And so the ambulance comes out. She calls 911. The ambulance comes out, drove the woman and her male companion to the hometown of Greensburg, about 30 miles, I think it was. She's placed in a hospital room for examination. Then she walks out of the emergency room before she could be examined. She just gets up and leaves. The woman gave her name and address to first responders, and police traced her to an apartment where she was hiding in the attic. So rather than calling Uber or finding someone to pick her up, calling a cab, whatever, she calls 911, lies about the emergency, and the tax dollars of those folks up in Greensburg have to pay for her services. She's charged with theft of services, which carries an $800 fine. I think she should have been fined $10,000 and put in jail for 30 days. An $800 fine? That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what happened if that ambulance driver was needed for another emergency that was a real emergency and couldn't respond, say, well, we just can't get to you, it's going to be an hour, and then something terrible happens to that person because of this woman's ingracious act of stealing from the public by taking a free ride home. $800 fine. Again, it should be $10,000 fine minimum, 30 days in jail, second offense, three times that. I don't have any sympathy for that at all. Faking pregnancy to hitch an ambulance ride home. Here's something that could concern you. We're all coffee drinkers. I got to drink coffee to get through this show every Sunday. I drink a lot of coffee. In any event, a judge out in California has ruled that coffee has to be branded with cancer warning labels. You get this? Cancer warning labels. He says he's doing this because ingesting coffee would expose them to something called acrylamide. Acrylamide is a chemical formed when coffee beans are roasted. And California keeps a list of chemicals it considers to cause cancer. And apparently large doses of acrylamide would cause cancer. But you got to drink gallons and gallons of it is what the most neutral response I can find is. 3.4 billion pounds of coffee is consumed in the United States each year, more than the entirety of South America. More coffee in the U.S. than all of South America, says the International Coffee Organization. So acrylamide in coffee, apparently in a minuscule level, from everything I can read to be neutral, does not cause a problem. But businesses that violate this, putting this on the label was passed in a proposition, Proposition 65 in California. They pass all kinds of propositions up there. You'll be fined $2,500 per day for each violation, according to the California Attorney General's office. So over response out there, the National Cancer Institute notes that among foods, coffee is a major form of acrylamide, along with potato chips, bread, breakfast cereals, and canned black olives. So if you want to get more, you can go on their website. But if you're exposed to substantially a lot of this, then you can have some problems. Tobacco, by the way, has acrylamide in it. So I just share that with you about coffee drinkers. If you're going to drink one cup, two cups, five cups of coffee a day, you're probably okay. If you're going to drink 879 cups of coffee a day, maybe you better heed to the warning. That's just the latest that we share with you. How about this? This concerns me. I was the Secretary of State of Louisiana, the Chief Elections Officer, and really pushed to crack down on voter fraud, someone who voted illegally.
Well, sometimes there's overreaction to this. There's a lady named Crystal Mason. She lives out in Texas, and she was convicted. She's a convicted criminal, 2012 tax fraud conviction. She pleaded guilty to inflating returns from clients. So apparently she serves some time in jail, and she's on community supervision, and her time is just about up. And so it's election time, and I think her mother or someone says, look, you just got to go vote. It's important to vote. So she goes and votes. And she's not listed on the rolls, so in most states you can fill out what is called a provisional ballot, where it's checked to verify your voting, and if you are actually registered, then the vote counts. If not, it doesn't count. Well, she was taken off the rolls because of her conviction. So she's charged with the crime of illegally voting in Tarrant County, Texas, and found guilty by a state judge there. And she said, look, I wasn't aware that I was barred from casting a ballot. I never would have done it had I known. I'm not going to jeopardize my freedom. I've got three kids and a mother I'm taking care of. I'm their provider. I'm not going to jeopardize all that just to go cast a vote. Judge says, tough luck. That's not how it works. In Tarrant County, Texas, gave her 5 years in prison. 5 years in the penitentiary for voting. So, any event, and then also in Tarrant County, a Mexican national with a green card sentenced to 8 years in prison after claiming to be a U.S. citizen on her ballot. So, look, I understand voter fraud. I would tell you that as a former elections official that ran elections in my home state, I served as the national president of the National Secretary of State's Association, that's over the body that coordinates all this election activity, served on a number of election panels. There's not a lot of voter fraud in America. I mean, someone is going to go to all the trouble of crossing state lines. What you'll find is you hear a lot of allegations of people being registered in more than one state. Well, that's understandable. If I'm going to move from my home in Louisiana up to Anchorage, Alaska, where we have a lot of listeners, one of the things I'm not going to do probably is call the Registrar of Voters office and say, take me off the rolls. You just don't think to do that. When I go to Anchorage, I'm going to register. So for a while, I'm registered in both locations. I'm only supposed to vote up in Anchorage, which is my present domicile. So any event, there is opportunities of elections fraud. The lady says, I'll never vote again. And that's being honest. I will never vote again after this is over. 5 years for voting when you were still on probation. Seems a little heavy to me. But that's the law in Texas. Be careful if you're going out to Tarrant County, Texas. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Got a lively show here today. Glad you're joining us. Want to talk about guns. Got several other guests to talk to about immigration. So stay with us, and we'll talk some more here in the 30 minutes we have left on our show. Again, radiocommonsense.com. Freshen up that coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we talked in that last segment a little bit about the National Guard being called out, illegal immigration, the rise of illegal immigration. I want to try to get some overview of what others think in terms of this issue. Professor Nancy Cohen is a historian at Harvard Business School, and she is very involved in looking at a leadership in turbulent times and how that affects what's going on with the whole immigration debate going in this country today. It's an issue that is being talked about from some time. We've got serious concerns about border security. But as I said in that last segment, it's a question of balance there. Hey there, Professor Cohen. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you this about you see that the president has called on the National Guard to come out and protect our borders, if you will, and the illegal immigration seems to be on the upturn along these lines. So we've got two problems, those that are here in the country right now and the border security. What's your thoughts in looking this all over in terms of leadership and the whole debate? It's been going on for some time, and outside of some talk about building the wall, there doesn't seem to be a real formal plan in place to deal with our borders.
From a leadership perspective, I think you nailed it right there, Jim. There, for now a number of years across administrations, there has been no comprehensive, no large frame for American immigration policy. This is a tremendously important issue. It's important to Americans. It's important to illegal immigrants who want, many of whom want to bring family members in or want to know where they stand. It's important to all kinds of people around the world who still think of America as a very desirable place to come to. And, you know, and many of those people historically, most of us historically, are you know, ancestors of people who thought that 100 years ago or 50 years ago or 300 years ago. So immigration is an issue at the core of America, and it needs to be addressed as an important issue, and it needs to be thought of as a broad and big issue with, as you just said, a plan in place with bipartisan, you know, broad spread support behind it. And we simply haven't seen, not from the last three presidents, including Mr. Trump, a concerted effort on the part of both the White House and Congress to put that kind of plan in place. We have lots of kicking the can down the road. We have lots of single initiatives that are designed to address one piece of immigration issue, one piece of the immigration issue. But we really need, and most Americans favor, regardless of their views on Mr. Trump's orientation toward immigration, most people favor a long-term, large-scale, comprehensive plan about immigration to the United States. So that's a failure of leadership. It's a failure of courage. It's a failure of determination. It's a failure not just of the presidency, but of members of Congress on both sides of the aisle.
Wouldn't you agree that there's been a heightened concern by a lot of decent Americans after 9/11 hit, and we saw the dangers to this country from someone outside, and then for a number of years the focus has been in the Middle East, and then we had all the immigration coming in from the Middle East, and then the huge increase coming in from Mexico that a lot of people thought was dealt with by Reagan back in the 80s. Isn't it understandable that there is apprehension about a lot of average Americans about how the country is being overrun, and they're a little defensive about what you mean by comprehensive immigration? They all feel, look, I've got Irish descent, so some folks from Ireland should come in, but also realize that some people from all over the world should come in. But there ought to be a balance there, and a lot of Americans don't feel like there's a balance.
I think that's correct. I think Americans, regardless of, again, whether you think, right, specific aspects of immigration policy, from, you know, the Dreamers to dealing with border security to, you know, what about legal immigrants in America who want to get access to bring family members here, regardless of which piece of this complicated puzzle, and there are many more pieces that you focus on, I think Americans with lots of different views on those specific issues want some kind of balanced policy that recognizes that there are no Native Americans, with the exception of Native Americans, very important but small component of our citizenry. None of us are Native. We're all of immigrant stock. And what does that mean for America in the 21st century? How do we get the best of immigrant people to this country in a manageable numbers that respect, right, that respect their ability to commit and contribute to our society without taking things away that are important to American citizens, from jobs to a sense of domestic security to a sense of who are we as a people. We've been evolving as a people since the Pilgrims came in 1620, and we continue to evolve. We evolved in great leaps and bounds at the end of the 19th century, when a whole range of new people came to this country from countries that had not previously emigrated to America. So we keep evolving. This is part of, at a large scale level, I'm a historian, we think in big picture terms, this is part of a large evolution in our own definition of ourselves. But we want balance, Jim. You're absolutely right. And it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent. You want something that seems fair. Now, fair being a very opaque term, but Americans have historically been a decent and fair people, on balance, and we want that, I think, again, with regard to immigration.
Jump with me now to the whole dreamer problem. 700,000 dreamers that supposedly young people, but something like, I mean, the numbers of that are illegal who come into this country amount to, who knows, 15, 20 million. And I know the polls show, well, allowing dreamers to stay, but are we going to do, I guess there's some concern and a lot of interest in the South. I know where I speak a good bit and talk about the fact, is it going to be the same old thing over again? We legalized under Ronald Reagan all these folks, and now we're going to legalize this group, and we're going to have to do it again 20 years from now. What do you tell someone that has some concerns about the long-range effect, as well as the short-range effect? Say, look, it may be unfair to these kids, but their parents broke the law. And so there's a lot of mixed feelings in terms of what to do with these dreamers. And does all that reflect, you think, that two-thirds of Americans say, yeah, let's just legalize them? What's your view on that?
I think most Americans think two-thirds, a little bit more than two-thirds, think these people came here as children. It was not their choice. With almost no exceptions, as we now know, these people are incredibly productive. They have been model citizens. They are highly watched, highly measured, highly monitored. They are extraordinary citizens. They are what, you know, the best of our parents were in coming to this country, or our grandparents, and educating us. They are a rising people. They embody America. That is what I think most Americans think. They can think that, support, right, a policy that allows dreamers to make their way into American society, and be concerned, with good reason, about, you know, the kind of filters and the kind of criteria we use to vet immigrants, right, and other groups of immigrants. So I think the dreamers stand as a category of people that cut across a lot of different issues here. And I think, again, it's the decency and fairness aspect of America that says, let's let these kids, many of them are young adults, let's let them make their way, right? And at the same time, let's not kick the can down the road on the next group of immigrants that we're talking about. Let's figure out what we need to do and do it.
Professor Cohen, unfortunately, I'm out of time, and I've got so many more questions for you, particularly talking at length about your book, Forged in Crisis, The Power of Courageous Leadership in Turbulent Times. I want to tell my listeners they can find that book on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Listen, thanks for being with us today. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you here in the near future.
Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Okay, take care. And we're out of time, folks. Sure glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today. I hope you'll be back soon. Same time, same stations.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, the ongoing gun debate is taking place throughout America, particularly about what to do about the school situation. Parkland, the terrible tragedy down in Florida, where 17 kids were killed, and the questions coming up in more and more state legislatures, should teachers be allowed to have guns? And I think it's a question of how you pose the question when you get so much opinion. You say, should teachers go around carrying guns? Most people think, well, I don't know about that. We don't want to have a shootouts in the OK Corral at any high school in the country. But that's not what the reasonable recommendations are from those. You know, 18 different states allow teachers to have guns or someone within the system to have guns in a school. Schools, by and large, are no gun zones, and for good purposes, as are churches and restaurants, casinos. But after we've seen these shootings that have taken place, you go to a large casino, for example, that are growing up all over the country. They put you through a pretty rigorous check and through a metal detector. But in the school, kids are just going to school. And so there was a debate down in my home state of Louisiana last week, and one of the legislators got up and said, we have them to teach our children about teachers. She's saying, we have our teachers to teach our children, not to shoot our children. Well, that's pretty extreme. I mean, I think teachers are going around shooting the kids. What a reasonable plan is that I have read about in a number of states is that, first of all, the State Board of Education have to put some strict rules and regulations in place as to just how it will work to have a gun of some kind in the school. Number two, the local school board sets the parameters, and the school involved has to petition the local school board. And what they offer, and what a reasonable school would do, would profile five or six members of the staff who've had some experience and under some rigorous training would allow in secret locations to have a pistol or a rifle.
Maybe it's the assistant football coach, and maybe the guidance counselor. Maybe it's the science teacher that spent 2 years in Iraq, is well-trained, and is willing to go through some gun training, and you pay them extra $500 a month. And for that, they agreed to do a regular once-a-year training program for gun safety. The school brings in their architects and finds some places that where the guns are hidden in a locked situation where the students don't even know where they are about it. And you've got five or six potential protectors in the school that can be there if the terrible tragedy would come about, the horrible thing, the gun would actually be needed. I don't see why that's so controversial. I mean, we get all these lawmakers and all these opposing groups saying, you know, we got to have be gun free because we can't have shooters going around. They're going to shoot the kids and they don't know what they're doing. And use some common sense, folks, in terms of how you do something like this. I came from a very rural area in my home state of Louisiana, where schools are out in the middle of nowhere, and there's schools there, as in a number of your states, where kids go from kindergarten to the 12th grade. There's one principal for all of that kind of flow. And the Manifest School is what I'm thinking of, that's in, Catahoula Parish, I guess is where it is. We call what you call counties in most states, we call them parishes down here, because of the tremendous Catholic influence in the early history of Louisiana, where your location was built around the Catholic Church in that home parish. So the Aimwell School or the Manifest School, way out in the middle of nowhere, I got no problem with the principal under controlled circumstances in a locked location, and you don't even make a big deal about it. You don't call a meeting of all the kids in the auditorium and say, oh, okay, now I want the 10 people that are allowed to have guns stand up, and they're going to be in the top drawer of their classroom. I mean, you know, you use some common sense again. I think under a controlled situation, a few people who are qualified could have the gun. You say, well, let's have a security guard. They had a security guard in Parkland in the high school in Florida. When the security guard heard the shooting, he kind of went out and kind of hid it and called for backup. So having a security guard outside a large high school is just not going to cut it for someone who wants to do harm. There's got to be different ways to skin the cat, and I would suggest to you that it's a reasonable alternative that is monitored by your local school board, your state board of education, the governor. Sit down and come up with rules and regulations along that line. So I just mentioned that to you because 18 states have gone ahead and authorized programs like that, and I'm sure it'll be highly debated in the legislatures in other states. And speaking of killing, terrible situation, the Palm Sunday massacre back in 1984, where this guy comes in, and the killer, a guy named Christopher Thomas, shot 8 children and 2 women in a home in Brooklyn. That's 1984. Crime to be known as the Palm Sunday Massacre is when the killings took place. So he's sentenced to 83 to 250 years in prison, sentenced to serve 10 consecutive manslaughter sentences. At the time of the sentencing, the judge declares that he should serve every single day, every hour, and every minute in prison. But because of a quirk in New York law, he was found guilty of manslaughter, not murder. Then he's eligible for parole. How can a guy that guns down 8 little children and 10 adults in cold blood be eligible for parole? But state law in New York capped Mr. Thomas's sentence at 50 years. Then he gets time off for good behavior. So with time off for good behavior, he's been released after serving 2/3 of his time, is what's happened. Kills 10 people in 1984 and serves about 35 years, and he's now back out in the streets. It's just a disgusting, terrible decision in terms of someone that took so many lives and did so much damage, so much harm, yet he's back out on the streets. So, hey, we're going to take a break here shortly, and after we do, we want to come back and talk about the whole immigration situation. We've got the problem with Donald Trump, the president, turning loose the National Guard. saying the National Guard should be. Does that bother you? The National Guard troops will be on our borders. The governors of the states involved say they're all for it. They think it's a good idea. I was in the National Guard. I did my training in the Army. I was a lawyer, but I decided to volunteer for an infantry unit. I didn't ask to be a JAG officer in the office. I wanted to get out and learn to be an infantryman. So I did. I went through all the basic training, was qualified as a marksman with my weapon. Then after I was there for a while, the Army and the National Guard, in its wisdom, said, well, you are a lawyer. We got to put you to better use in terms of your head. And although I didn't ask for it, I was declared a JAG officer. In any event, with the National Guard, you serve a couple of weeks in the summer. You serve on weekends. And it's okay. You know, you basically kind of salute and march and do the things you do. What can you do to train troops who are sometimes 35 and 40 years old? What to do in 2 weeks in terms of weapons and explosives and that kind of thing, chemicals? Great source of people for the border. I think it's a good idea. If you got to spend 2 weeks, send you down to the border to monitor the border. You work in close connection with immigration officials, and I applaud the president. I think it's a good idea. And by the way, immigration is going up 37%, the increase of illegals trying to cross the southern border of our country between February and March, 37%. Now, overall, if you look over the last year or so, the numbers have gone down. The numbers have gone down. But 37% increase in 1 month alone, and there's an increase. Definitely there's an increase in terms of people crossing the border illegally. So, any event, we're going to talk about this in this next segment with the guest about the border, but I just want to give you a little background in terms of the National Guard being called out, the increase in illegal immigration, lots of drugs crossing the border. There's no doubt about that. I think the National Guard makes sense. Listen, our website is radiocommonsense.com. You can go to our website and have some fun. I put a lot of stuff up there that tells you about what how our show is doing. I write a weekly column that appears in newspapers, primarily in the South, but across the country on radio websites across the country, talking about what's going on in this country. They talked about March madness, March sadness for me. The luster has gone off of me in college basketball. So we got one more segment to go. Going to come back and talk a little bit about illegal immigration some more with a guest who will put it in perspective for us. Hey, freshen up your coffee. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.